Non-attachment. To me, non-attachment is a way to view our thinking minds from a different standpoint. Instead of witnessing our thoughts as an actor, we can be seated, watching the movie play off, knowing that we are not that. It's watching our head from our hearts. And in order to do that, we don't shut off the head. We no longer identify with it. As in, we don't take ownership of thoughts anymore. We're the ones observing thoughts, not the thoughts themselves. A thought arises, and it dissolves, and then it's gone, but we remain. A key component in waking up is investigating this experience for your own eyes. So how do we begin this practice? How do we let go of ownership of thoughts? Well, the way I was trained is to do something called mental noting in our practice. When a thought comes up and we're lost, we notice it and we add a little extra effort by saying to ourselves, thinking, and then we gently return to our breath. It's important that the thinking is done with gentleness and precision. We don't label thoughts as good or bad. They're all just thinking. It takes a lot of power out of them to just see them for what they are, which is just spurts of energy in our brain. That's it. So this is a way to separate the fabricated reality that we think and the actual experiential reality in front of us with a simple word, thinking. Thoughts don't have VIPs. Jogyam Trungpa says, good and bad, happy and sad, all thoughts vanish into emptiness, like the imprint of a bird in the sky. That quote has been simmering in my brain for years now. There's no good or bad thoughts. They're all equally just thinking. That's it. No drama, no weight, just mental noise flying by, and we note it, thinking, without labeling it as this or that. The mantra I love is, no big deal. Any thought that comes through, no big deal. Thoughts of self-hate, self-loathing, I can't do this right, and I'm not even a Buddhist, why am I trying? Thinking, no big deal. Drop it, come back. Thoughts about murder, thoughts about cookies, thoughts about elephants, all sorts of things will come up in your mind, and every single time, thinking in return. This allows everything to come through, and we can view it all without being embarrassed of what we see. In the lineage I study, this is what it means to be a warrior, is to have the courage to face ourselves and our thinking minds without being ashamed of what it is. When you label a thought bad, or try to clear your mind, or push a thought away, that is a way to resist your thinking mind. In a strange way, that is solidifying the thoughts further. You're feeding the thoughts more by trying to get rid of your thoughts because you are acting like they are super real and heavy and trying to push that away. It's like being afraid of the boogeyman and you spend extra time and effort to lock your closet and close the windows. The idea of this boogeyman is controlling how you act and how you live your life when the boogeyman doesn't exist in the first place. When thinking shows them for what they are, transparent, light, and just spurts of energy. And of course, if we chase after the thoughts down a train, on some journey in our head, that's another way of feeding our thoughts. So don't resist and don't follow, just sit and witness. Whatever comes up, no big deal. And we can let go of ownership of all of it. And when we take our seat and witness with a sense of allowance and non-attachment, with a little bit of humor, the mind settles itself. So let's learn to watch and befriend the thinking mind without identifying with its contents. We are just the non-biased observer. So let's use this new superpower of labeling. So step one. Take your seat. Sit on the ground with dignity or in a chair, feet flat on the ground or cross-legged in front of you. Straight back, relaxed shoulders and neck. You can have your eyes closed. I have mine open with a soft downward gaze, 4 to 6 feet in front of you, to keep the senses open. Step 2. Place your attention on your breathing, your natural breathing, wherever it feels most prominent to you. Step 3. When you've noticed you've wandered, label it thinking. No good, no bad, just thinking. And gently return your attention to your breathing. Notice your tone when you say thinking. If you say it like thinking, notice that's a habitual reaction to your own mind. So soften it next time with a gentle acknowledgement like a friend would. Thinking. And gently, you can change your habitual reaction to your very own mind. Don't cling. Don't push away. Simply notice what is. So let's take our seat. When you notice you've wandered, gently return your attention to your breathing and say to yourself, thinking, and let it go with an element of non-attachment. Let go of the ownership to those thoughts. that which witnesses thoughts is not affected by the content. It doesn't feel the emotions that you witness, and it doesn't play a role in the story that it sees. It just observes without bias. So notice this freedom. going to end this one with a fun science fact. Scientists have not found an epicenter for the mind. We all think there's a little man in the control center in our brain, but really it's more like a jazz ensemble where there's multiple parts all working at the same time that we can't pinpoint one place of origin for consciousness. So those thoughts that we have are definitely not the origin, just a piece, a small percentage of the bigger picture of what we are. If we're not our thoughts, then what are we? Your guess is as good as mine. And that's the beauty of it.